This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the Wake Up Call.
Here are the latest numbers we have this morning in regards to the coronavirus cases in our area. These are the reported number of cases within the last 24 hours. Sacramento County had an increase of 232 cases in the last 24 hours. San Joaquin County, an increase of 328 cases in the last 24 hours. Contra Costa County, 98 new cases. Solano County, 72 new cases in the last 24 hours. Placer County had an increase of 49 cases. Yolo County, 32 new cases in the last 24 hours. And Stanislaus County had an increase of 551 new cases in the last 24 hours. So it's important that if you're going out, please wear a mask, please wash your hands, and please social distance. It's important to make sure that everyone is doing their part to make sure that other people stay safe and that they don't get sick. Sad news for the Sacramento Kings, which feels like a phrase that is uttered far too often
Rain.
When it comes to... I'm just saying!
How dare!
The season hasn't even restarted in Orlando yet, but the Sacramento Kings have shut down their practice facility, which is inside the Golden One Center, after a member of their traveling party tested positive for COVID-19. The Kings are the seventh NBA franchise to shut down their facility. Three players actually tested positive for the coronavirus over the last 2 weeks that we reported here. The plan is for them to still leave for Orlando on Wednesday. Their first scrimmage is scheduled for July 22nd. Their first game is scheduled for July 31st.
So does that mean they're still going to go to Orlando?
So the person that tested positive from the practice facility was a part of their traveling party, which is, you know, maybe it's a trainer or maybe it's someone that's, you know, on their staff. But the plan is that, you know, even with these players that have been in quarantine, that hopefully they can recover in time to get to Orlando. The plan is to still have the 22-game format for the rest of the NBA season to happen in Orlando. In a bubble. And that's what they're trying to explain is, like, this is going to be in a bubble. There won't be any people coming and going from the outside. So to get in, you got to make sure that you don't have symptoms. It'll be interesting to see how this works out. And actually, just over the weekend, too, baseball started with their second spring training where they've been at their facilities. So, and there have been lots of players who have been testing positive. And actually, there's some players that are opting out from the season. That are like, it's too much of a risk. I don't want to play.
I know it's like, okay, let's just see how this goes. I don't think it's going to go well. Like, I predict we're going to get into this and it's going to all be shut down again.
I think once they get into the bubble, I think that it would work. It's like when you look at the plan on paper, it's like, okay, as long as everybody complies with the rules, this should work. The problem is getting everyone there.
But there are already people there. As part of the traveling team that helped the team when they travel. It's not like they took unless everybody that's come in contact with this person who tested positive is now quarantined for 14 days, one of them could get it. Like, when does this Orlando season start?
Wednesday.
That's when they have to report. Wednesday, right.
Okay, So what about, I guess.
But the person who just tested positive doesn't go. I'd imagine.
No, I understand that, but what about all the people that have been around that person? I guess they're testing everybody. That's how this person got tested.
Right.
Maybe.
They should have quarantined everybody for 2 weeks leading up to Wednesday is what they should have done.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right.
Sad news over the weekend. Nick Cordero, who's a Broadway actor who had been fighting the coronavirus for 95 days, passed away. He had lots of complications when it came to the coronavirus, which was very unusual considering all of the other cases that have been happening. He had complications, including they had to amputate his leg. They even said, too, that because of the damage in his lungs, it looked like he had been a smoker for years, even though he wasn't because of the damage of the coronavirus. So,
and he was 41 years old.
He was 41.
So everybody that's like, well, you know, if you're high risk or elderly, he was a Broadway star.
With nothing that made him a vulnerable population.
Mm-hmm. And 41 years old.
Yeah.
And the father of a one-year-old.
Yeah.
Like, that whole story is so tragic. And, like, listening to what the last, like, 90 days, like, I know that, you know, some people hear that and they're like, wow, man, that must have sucked to, like, be in the hospital for 90 days. Like, he was in and out of comas. They had to clean out his lungs on the daily. Like, they gave him a tracheotomy at one point. And remember, this is somebody who, like, was a Broadway star. Singing and dancing was his life. Lost a leg, had a tracheotomy. Even if he did survive this, like, what kind of a depressing life would he have had afterward? And, like, it's terrible. Like, I don't know. What a cautionary tale for people who think that this is not going or couldn't ever touch them.
So I was supposed to go to Las Vegas this weekend for the 4th of July. Last week, I decided to cancel it because Las Vegas had been seeing an increased number of cases. Nothing was really opening. I was like, I'm not going to run the risk. I'll just shelve it. I'll just stay here. However, there is an airport that is offering flights to nowhere for people who want the illusion of travel.
Oh, my God.
Now, listen,
that's the worst part of travel.
I love traveling, right? I love going places, seeing new things, even if it's just for a quick weekend. This is a airport in Taiwan. What they do is you check into your flight, you go through security, you board the plane, and then you just sit on the plane for half a day.
Oh, my God. What a terrible idea.
And then you get off the plane and then you go do whatever you need to do.
Have you ever been on a plane that just sat on the tarmac because it couldn't take off?
Oh, it's the worst.
I've only had to do that for like 1 hour, and well, now granted, it was a flight that had to make an emergency landing because somebody had a seizure, so that kind of added to the fact that we were sitting on a tarmac we never intended on being. It was an hour, and I thought all my hair was going to be ripped out of my head.
The longest that I've ever done that was 3 hours, and I'm a claustrophobic person. I was less claustrophobic on a plane that's a mile in the sky than I am that's on the ground and I can't get off of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I started getting sweaty and clammy. Like, my breathing got shallow. It was the worst. So
3 hours.
So paying for that experience. Yeah, I think 4 hours is when they let planes just turn around and go back. So, like, imagine that. Anyway, so to pay for that experience just to do that, what are you, an idiot? Like, what? And here's the bonus. If you also pay for the flight to nowhere experience, you get to come and pay $8 for a soft pretzel too, you lucky so-and-so.
So here's the thing. As dumb as this sounds, this airport offered passengers this trip at the beginning of July and received 7,000 interested guests.
Oh,
they only chose 60 to take place to participate in this half-day airplane trip that they're going to continue to do for the next couple of weeks. So 60 people at a time.
I can't imagine a more anticlimactic experience.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
You're essentially going back into
ding. The... you may remove your... Thank you for flying Taiwan Air. Oh, guys, we're here. Get your bags. Okay. Okay.
Of course, there's always going to be that one guy in the back that stands up first, thinking that he's going to be sprinting toward the front of the plane. We didn't even take off, Rick. We have nowhere to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.